God. We finally really did it. You maniac!
Well, the original Planet of the Apes had one of the great movie twists as Charlton Heston realized he wasn't on a faraway future planet. Rather, he was right here on Earth after mankind had destroyed itself. In 2011, the reboot Rise of the Planet of the Apes showed the origins of how all of this happened. Well, the saga continues today with the new movie Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
War has begun.
A decade after creating Gollum,
Brussels,
Andy Serkis has created another motion capture star, the super advanced primate Caesar. The last movie, he led a revolution for apes to escape their cages and form a colony in the Redwood Forest near San Francisco. This movie, he tries to prevent a clash of civilizations between his highly evolved apes and the endangered species of humans.
Apes do not want war!
On the human side, Jason Clark trusts the apes while Gary Oldman wants them destroyed.
It's our only chance for peace.
They're animals!
Meanwhile, on the ape side, Caesar trusts the humans while the vengeful Kobo wants them annihilated.
Caesar loves humans more than apes.
This battle of trust brings a brilliant sci-fi commentary on war and peace, animal cruelty, survival of the fittest Darwinism, and the dangers of playing God. That's even better than the last installment. I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley, giving the new Planet of the Apes 3.5 out of 4 stars.
Wow, who knew all of that was going on in Planet of the Apes?
And the theory of relativity, I believe, also sets up the whole premise. So there's a lot of heady stuff going on there.